This week is referred to as Shabbos Chazoin, based on the Avtaira. But because it's within the 9 days, there are certain special halachas that are applicable to this Shabbos that are not applicable to the rest of the year. We have some form of mourning, even during the Shabbos. The halacha, Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, 551, the Ramah, who is the father of all Ashkenaz Menhagim, writes that the minhag is, we do not switch into Shabbos clothing on this Shabbos. This is a Shabbos of mourning, we don't wear special Shabbos clothing. That's what the Ramah says, 1500s. The Mishnah Brura, early 1900s, already says that in the minhag of Vilna, Al Pi Agro, because of the Vilna Gaon, there was a minhag to change clothing into Shabbos clothing. A debate. Do we switch into Shabbos clothing this Shabbos or do we not? The Ramah says you don't, and the Vilna minhag was yes. The obvious question becomes, how could the later minhagim, who follow the Ramah with everything, decide to switch the minhag? Who asked this question? Many. The Aruch HaShulchan, the Rav of Navarik, he comes up with an answer. He explains like this. We can't ignore what the Ramah said. Any answer that the Vilna Gaon will say, the Ramah also knew. So, and the Ramah still said, do not switch into Shabbos clothing because it's a week of mourning. Therefore, we have to stay with our weekday clothing. The Aruch HaShulchan explains like this. It was a difference in dress and style. In the old days, in the Ramah's days, people wore the same exact type of clothing during the week and on Shabbos. The difference between the weekday clothing and the Shabbos clothing was the value of it. So, for example, someone would wear a $150 suit. He would wear a $300 suit on Shabbos, but the suit looks the same. It's a jacket with two buttons, whatever it looks like. The same thing for all the clothing. Since it's the same exact look, it's not really a public display, because no one really knows what suit you're wearing that much. Therefore, you remain on Shabbos with the weekday clothing of a Shabbos Shachazayin to continue the mourning that we have observing during these 9 days. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, later on, like in Vilna later on, by the Hasidim it's more obvious, during the week they wore one type of clothing. They wore a down hat, let's say, and on Shabbos they put on a shtreimel, a whole different look. So if they would wear their down hat on Shabbos, it would be such a public form of mourning. That's not allowed on Shabbos. So according to the Aruch HaShulchan, it's just a simple style. Clothing has changed. The Aruch HaShulchan says, I'm so belief in this reality that I am telling you that in my times, when the government issued some decree that you cannot have a separate type of clothing on Shabbos that you have during the weekday, like we today do in America, we wear similar types of clothing. We wear the same type of suit, the same type of hat. There will be no heter to switch into Shabbos clothing. If the only difference is the price value of your Shabbos and weekday clothing, and it's not a difference in the type of clothing it is, there's no heter. So if you'd stop here, the Aruch HaShulchan is telling us that according to Ramah, you can't switch clothing, and according to Vilna Gaon, you could. It would depend if you're Litvish or Hasidish. If you wear, like Litvish, or the same type of clothing from the weekday to the Shabbos, then you'd be forced to wear weekday clothing. If you're a Hasidish and you have a special Shtreimel Shabbos that is noticeable a different type of clothing, then you would be allowed to switch. It should be noted, of course, that the Chassam Sofer, although people consider a Hasidish, he was also a fan, a follower of Minhag Ashkenaz. He davened Nusach Ashkenaz. The Chassam Sofer gives a different explanation of why, although the Ramah said do not switch to Shabbos clothing, it became the custom to switch to Shabbos clothing. And he says like this. He says it's based on the Arizal and all of these great Mekabalim. He said those great people were very nisragish. They were very moved and observed the mourning extremely seriously during the week of the 3 weeks and during the week of Tisha B'Av and during the beginning of Chodesh Av. By them, it was a very effective, it affected them tremendously. And therefore, if they would continue to wear the same clothing on Shabbos, they would be overwhelmed with this mourning and the negative feelings that we have during these days. So therefore, they had to change the clothing because it was just too much. But nowadays, when sadly, Chassam Sofer is writing this early 1800s, but nowadays, when people don't observe the custom of mourning that much, they're not that overwhelmed with grief at the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash and the lack of the openness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's revealed presence in the world. Therefore, since we're not overcome, we don't necessarily have a leniency to now switch to Shabbos clothing. Because whether we're wearing weekday clothing during the week or not, we're not affected. Therefore, he says that even according to him, that people would switch the types of clothing, it doesn't make a difference. It's based on the person's emotions. If wearing weekday clothing would affect him so much on the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash because he was thinking about it during the week, then he might have a leniency to put on Shabbos clothing. But if he doesn't have that tremendous emotional effect, then there's no heter. So, I'm not sure what everyone is thinking during the week of Tisha B'Av, and how much they're being affected by mourning, how much they feel they have to switch to the Shabbos clothing or not. But this we will say. Hopefully, we will think about the mourning and we'll observe it the correct way, and we'll do the mitzvahs, that maybe even before Shabbos comes, we will have a revelation, and we will be able to celebrate with Mashiach in Eretz Yisrael. And if not, for sure, by Tisha B'Av, Emir Tashem, with the sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdash, we will be zeichet to have the real Geula Shleima.